Gene May, mobile and monitoring.
ECA monitoring.
Apologies, I didn't catch the call. I was just went through a quick patch, I think. But this is Simon, location Greenville.
It's Simon, and you're in Greenville. The name here is Richard, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA 3, JCA, and I'm located in Simpsonville.
CA, yes, I believe we've spoken once before. Yeah, again, it's Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha. I'm in Greenville. I'm just south of downtown at the moment. But yeah, how am I, I made some changes on my setup recently. How am I hitting the repeater, if you don't mind my asking?
Loud and clear, there's just a little bit of white noise in the background, but not much at all.
I had a little, interference coming from my ignition and the wires, but I've upgraded those. They seem to have done the trick, so I'm glad I'm not getting much more interference at this point. But yeah, where are you getting some work about to start the week, or what's going on for you?
Tired, permanently disabled. I'm kind of confined to bed and oxygen all the time. So I get on DMR and the 2-meter radio here and talk and so forth like that. And tonight I'm going to be calling the net. So if you're around at 9 o'clock tonight, please check in.
Well, thanks for calling. It's always helpful. It's something I wish I could do. I think I'd enjoy it, but unfortunately I can almost never even get on the net, much less call them. Got young kids, and you know, that's just the time of night when you're wishing they were all in bed, but they're not quite, and it's just not the right time to sneak away. It's a time of night I'd like to just sneak away, but it's not a responsible time to just sneak away and be on the radio. But hopefully my kids will reach an age soon when 9 p.m. is a more feasible hour for me.
You get to that age where they start asking you questions about the radio, then you can start teaching them about ham radio. And, you know, maybe, who knows, one of your children might be one of the newest, youngest ham ever out there.
I like the sound of that. In fact, they were inspired when, a couple months ago, I was speaking with Alexander, KO4ULT, I believe is his call. He had just gotten his ticket at age 12, perhaps, maybe 13, can't remember. But, yeah, my kids were delighted to hear a kid on the air, and it got them a little excited. Not so excited they're studying yet for their ticket, but it was, I think it was pretty good inspiration.
We're into DMR yet or not, but I have a DMR radio and a little hotspot that basically uses the internet now. I hold an extra class ticket and I have an HF, but my wife and daughter both have their technician license, and they can't get on HF frequencies right now, so they can actually get on the DMR radio. And like yesterday, there was a station from Hawaii, KA6OWL, that came on. I didn't get a chance to give them a call because we were doing something else, but it's just nice that you can use it and talk just like you and I are talking right now. And, you know, you can talk to Germany, France, Spain, Portugal, Moldova, you name it, Czech Republic, so Ukraine. So just like that, because it uses the internet as part of its backbone. But it's nice. It's all, you know, all digital.
Excuse me about that. And we have my technician right now, studying slowly, casually for the general, not in a hurry. It's good to be reminded sometimes that, you know, there are some HF frequencies I can operate on with my technician. And if I understand you right, you're reminding me that I can also do a little bit of DMR with my technician. Is that right?
The technician or the DMR is in the VHF ham band and the UHF ham band. So you're using a VHF or UHF frequency. And depending on the repeaters that you have in the area, if there's no repeaters that are connected to the talk groups, it makes it difficult. But like there's Brandmeister, which is one of the world's biggest networks for DMR, and they have tons and tons and tons of talk groups that you can go to for different countries. And just think of it like here in the States, where we have counties in the States. There's some of the countries are broken down into provinces and stuff like that. So they have their own little talk group channels that you can go to and have conversations. KA3JCA.
anxiety. Yeah, thanks. All right, thanks for that. And that is a good reminder. I've got a move coming up just across town, other side of Greenville, but I know that's going to distract me for a little bit here. But when things settle down a little later in the year, I'll need to give some thought to whether I want HF or DMR to be the next thing I venture into. Right now, I just have a mobile rig, you know, a dual bander, so CHF and UHF. But, yeah, I need to think about whether I want to get into HF or DMR next. I think either of those would be pretty easy to tap into even before I get my general. So, yeah, it's a good reminder. Thanks. How long, I've mapped my destination, but one more question for you. How long have you been in the hobby? Was it something you picked up recently, or it sounds like you've been at it for a good while now?
KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Mr. Gary, KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard. Hello, that other gentleman. I don't know who you are, but I heard you say for ID. You threw your call out and said for ID. Your call sign is your ID. You don't have to say that, and I'm not fussing at you. Don't take it that way, please. Just trying to make it a little simpler for you. How are you today, Richard?
It's fine, Gary. Are you and Miss Joy going to be on the net tonight?
I'm there.
And, Brian, the answer to your question there, sir, is I got licensed back in 79 or 80. I first got interested in ham radio as a young teenager when my dad was assigned to the military base over at Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines. And our grade schools over there, they offered something called PVOT, Papa Victor Oscar Tango, which stood for Practical Vocational Training. And they did that so that military dependents would have something else to do at various locations on the base, because you didn't go to work outside the base or outside the perimeter fence there with the, they had, they had certain time zones that you couldn't be outside the fence and so forth, but, so I worked at the base Mars station over there doing phone patches back to the U.S., and that's what got me first interested in radio. And when I came back to the States in 73, I finished up school and graduated in 77 and got into a few other different avenues and didn't pursue my amateur radio till I got to my first duty assignment when I joined the military at Dover Air Force Base. So I've been licensed since 79-80.
Thanks a lot. No, I enjoyed that. But yeah, I've been at it for just a little over a year here, and I think general will be my next step. And Gary, KF4DOS, yeah, good to hear your voice. This is Simon in Greenville. We've spoken once or twice, but it's been a while. And I know you best because, I can't remember now. You either run the Tuesday or Wednesday. You call it on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, and I can't remember if you do the kind of roundtable discussion group or the swap net, so forgive me for forgetting. But anyway, that's how I first got to know you and your call. But thanks for the reminder about not needing to say ID. I think I picked that up from, I'm going to say I picked it up from Patrick, KO4HKX, so maybe I can blame him. Hopefully he's not listening. But either way, it's a good reminder. I don't need to do that. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm at my destination, and I'm starting to get that look from family members. They're all wondering why I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I better get out. This is KZ4TMA. I'll say 73s, and I'll be clear after either of your two finals. Thanks very much.
You have a great afternoon, great evening. Go in and tell the family we all said hello. And I run the Wednesday night net, and I have the swap net. Chad runs the Tuesday night net, and he has the round table afterwards for questions and answers. Go ahead and pick it up there, Richard. KI4DOS.
73, it was a pleasure talking to you. And if you ever get time or whatever, you have questions, and you're talking to somebody, just ask for that call sign, JCA, or Just Crazy Animal there. And they'll hook you up with my call sign if you can't remember it. And if you have any further questions about DMR, please feel free to ask. KA3JCA, clear.
Like you done cleared out, and I have just about arrived back here to the house. I had to run out and get some food for the puppies. Just running a few errands. Hope you and Miss Sally and Miss Ashley all have a great evening, what's left of it. And I may give you a buzz about that DMR. I hadn't decided on getting into DMR or not, but you know how things go with that. And you take care. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you later. KA3JCA, KI4 Donkey on Skates.
All right there, Gary. Pleasure talking to you again. So perfect timing because my food just arrived. Sally wanted pizza tonight, so we ordered pizza. So I was going to let Shane know that if he was around that we were ordering pizza, but I tried him earlier. Of course, I grabbed the wrong mic when I did that. So, but yeah, I didn't even grab a mic. I'll have to explain that one to you later. So, all right, 73KA3JCA.
I didn't know you called me, but I was pulling out of the building and in traffic. It was a bad time to call, talk anyway. And I was just listening to the conversation. Hello, Gary, Simon, if you're still listening. Richard, you and Sally, enjoy that pizza. And I had a late lunch, so I'm not quite as hungry tonight. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
All righty. Yeah, I want to let you know, too, that Ashley did go up for her dad, the Sphinx, and brought me back a little container of chicken livers. So I bit into a couple loaves, and I'm in love. So but I didn't want to eat them all because I got pizza that just arrived. So I'll have something to snack on tonight while I'm doing the net, maybe.
I don't have enough time to stop. I thought about it, but I was kind of running, and I would have been late to my where I needed to be. So I was definitely going to try it at some point. I'm glad you like them. We'll talk to you guys later, and hopefully hear you on the net tonight. And 4ZLK.
73KA3JCA, clear.
K2HME.
Jimmy and 4ZLK.
N4, I'm sorry, I know that's ZLK, but I'm not sure if that's the right order. K2HME, sorry.
Josh, you got it exactly right. I heard you call, and I was dropping a trailer, so had to wait till I got back in the cab. My name is Shane. How are you today?
Good. Shane, I think we've chatted before. It's been a little while. Name here is Dwayne.
Where are you located?
I live in Berea, but I am over here on Blue Ridge heading towards Cherrydale. I got to run out to Lyman and pick up my motorcycle lift.
I was trying to see if it would jog a memory. I'm sure you're right. I'm sure we have talked before. There's a lot of people on here, and I've talked to a lot of them. So if I've only talked to you once or twice, I may not remember.
Probably the case. And I recently got married and moved to Berea, and so my wife's a little particular about her brand new house, so I've had to find creative ways to run antenna feed lines and get antennas in the attic.
Well, you moved from Spartanburg, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Call?
Then I've had a different call years ago, but no, once I got my extra, I got this one.
Kind of familiar, but I do remember moving from Spartanburg to Berea. You got recently gotten married. I do remember that. That's cool. In fact, I think I was driving through Berea when we were talking. I was right there at Fars Bridge in 25.
Yep, that's that is correct.
Yeah, you were moving right near there, I think, weren't you?
Division there in Forest Ridge, they call it.
Oh, see? Sometimes my memory just has to be jolted a little bit.
I completely understand. I'm the same way.
Funny story. I was talking to or listening to a guy yesterday on here. He's kind of new on the 2 meter, onto this repeater, K2NY. And, you know, I just listened to him talk 2 or 3 days. I think I even said hello to him one day. And then he said something about playing billiards and living in Simpsonville, and it brought a memory of about 5 to 6 years ago. I talked to him on HF when I lived in Simpsonville. I was thinking he was, you know, it was a great signal coming out of New York or with that 2 call, but he said, no, I'm just right here in Simpsonville. He was about 2 miles away from me. We had a good conversation, but it was the billiards that triggered the memory.
There was a guy, I was out mowing the yard, and I heard a guy talking, I think it was a K2YN, maybe?
It is John.
he was meant, I heard him say something about billiards, and then all of a sudden it turned to guns. He and somebody else were having a good conversation about it, and so it was quite informative.
The thing I like about having the radio on and listening, you can learn a lot about a lot of different subjects on here.
True. That is so true. You know, it's kind of surprising to hear. I mean, the other gentleman, I don't remember who it was, his call sign, but he was talking about the preciseness of the bullet as it enters the chamber, and I mean, and in some cases, it's important to regulate even your heart rate. Well, I like it being done automatic. I'd rather not have to think about it, but I mean, I get what he was saying.
Getting into some of that fine marksmanship techniques that I've never gotten into, and I don't see myself getting into anytime soon.
I've invested in ham radio and in music that I'm not gonna. I'll be good at marksmanship, but not that good.
Music.
I've been playing the piano since fourth grade, and I've been playing the piano since I was seven, and the tuba since fourth grade.
Brass instrument. Changing gears. I play at the piano. I started a little late in middle school, high school. Trombone since fifth grade, but I haven't pulled it out in a while. It's been packed away, and it's gotten stuffy. It's an old trombone. It's a bass trombone that was made in 1937. I looked up the serial number. Got it off of a guy who picked it up in Philadelphia. And it's just, you know how brass instruments do when they get older. They don't get better with age like violins do. So I really need to pick up another trombone, a new one I'd like to get at some point, and pick it back up again.
I didn't have a tuba. You know, they're not one of the cheaper instruments to buy. And so I had a trombone, and taught myself that for years. And then, I got my tuba, and then I ended up selling that. And now my kids are all grown and out of the house, and so I've got a clarinet, a cornet, and an alto sax. The violin, my youngest did take with her, but other than that, so I was like, hey, to get rid of them, no grandkids, why wait another 10 years? So I'm trying to find a middle school teacher who may have some kids who are talented but don't have the instrument, or so I don't know. Trying to figure out a way to spread the music.
Dreams a long time ago, and I'd still like to do it eventually. I need to do some more practicing, but I'd love to be involved in a brass quintet and play some of that music. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Agreed. That would be fun. A friend of mine is an adjunct professor of low brass at North Greenville, and that's you're right. That'd be a lot of fun. It's hard to find places to play that are not pretty intense. You know, you gotta audition all that stuff. I'd rather just get together and do stuff and. Who knows, maybe do a few gigs, but just to play and make some music.
Might make that work someday. I know we got an old French horn player around here. He's probably not listening. And I don't use the word old as he's old, but he used to play the French. I'm assuming he still does, N0TR. He's talked about it before. I bet we could scrounge up a couple of trumpet players, too.
Yeah, I know a guy at church who plays the trumpet, and and he homeschools his six kids, so he may be up to something like that too.
But for me right now, I've got we've got a busy season coming up. We've got a wedding in March, but oldest daughter just got engaged, and we're gonna be going through all that, so it's not gonna be anytime soon, but. It's been in the back of my mind, and I'd like to get back into it.
No rush. I sold my E-flat tuba a couple of months ago, and I'm just sitting on this money right now. waiting to, I don't want to rush in and buy something. And who knows, if the economy tanks, maybe I can get a good deal. You might need it for something else, though. Years ago, when I wasn't, back in the 2000s when I moved here, I played in the Spartanburg Community Band for a couple of years. That was a lot of fun. You know, obviously, it's a much bigger group, but it was fun, and I'd like to, as you were saying, it'd be nice to do something out here on this side. I don't want to, you know, I want to stay close to home. I don't want to travel. I think I'm about less than 15 miles from that Fars Bridge intersection there where I live, Fars Bridge and Whitehorse. So that's far. I'm by there every day on the way home. Anyway, we'll make something work at some point. Sound like fun. I don't know if it's I'm losing. You were breaking up on that last transmission, but I'm over here on Rutherford Road heading towards Wade Hampton. I don't know if it's me or what, but just letting you know that you're breaking up. Both. I'm kind of down in a hole and might be in the shadow of Paris Mountain, but. Dwayne, I'm back into a trailer here I got to pick up, so I'm going to have to go for a little bit. But it was good to hear you again. Good to talk to you. Drive safe out there, and I know we'll talk again. ME, I believe, N4ZLK. Thanks for calling me out. I look forward to talking with you again. K2HME. N4ZLK.